Welcome to Breaking the Mold, where I share how to be uniquely who God created you to be. I'm Sheena Snyder, mom, wife, and business owner, and nothing about my life fits a mold. Hello, and welcome back to Breaking the Mold. This is number 7 that we have done. So this is the 7th podcast I've recorded. And I have to let you in on a little secret that will probably make you think I'm slightly crazy. So this is the very first time I've actually made notes about what I'm going to say on the podcast. Each of those first 6, I totally winged it and just recorded whatever came to mind as I went through them. Typically, I didn't even do lots of takes. It was like 1 or 2. I just spoke it and recorded it, which is kind of crazy, but, I knew I had to get them out. You know, I had said I was going to do them every week. And so I was, just recording what came to mind typically on the last day. This time I had a thought, still not super ahead of time, but I had this thought about all the times I've quit something. And I look around me and see everyone else doing the same. Like, we are a society that just seems to quit when things get hard. And I've recently been reading this book that I've read before. It's phenomenal, and it's called 5 Habits of a Woman Who Doesn't Quit. And I do most definitely recommend this book. And so because I had recently been reading that, it was just on my heart to speak to all of you about quitting and what that looks like in your lives and why we are so quick to run to that. If you don't know this about me, I have worked in direct sales, for the past 4 years. And so I see people quitting all around me every time something gets hard. You know, I think we do that in all areas, but, if you've ever worked in direct sales, it is an incredible industry, but it's not always easy. And people come into sometimes a field like this and they think it's going to be easy. So as soon as they face some kind of opposition that they weren't expecting, they quit. And we just start to say, oh, that wasn't for me. It was, you know, I'm great, that glad it was for you. And, you know, yes, it's not for everyone. But how often do we not even recognize that we're quitting something? We just make excuses about, you know, the thing that we quit and how it didn't work or why it worked for all of these people, but not for me. You know, I think sometimes we don't want to dig in and even begin to think about why something didn't work for us. You know, what is it in me that made me quit? It's easier to look at the program or the thing or the exercise program or the diet. That was me, you know, that was more of my quit story. I have this nature when it comes to work where I don't want to quit for anything. So, you know, I don't necessarily quit easily in the face of opposition when it comes to my career. Although there have been times, many times, that I've struggled with that as well. But for me, almost every exercise program or, you know, diet or healthy eating thing I had started or said I was going to do, I would quit when it got hard. And I just have to wonder how many times that's happened to you. You know, how many times have you said, this just didn't work for me, when really it was just, it got hard and I quit. You know, and I know I'll probably upset some people with that statement, but I want you guys to know that I'm stepping on my own toes, probably more than anyone else's when I say that. But, you know, I want us to really ask ourselves, is it really the thing that you tried that didn't work? You know, it worked for all of those other people and not you? Or did we just quit because it got hard? I think we're trained to quit when it gets hard. You know, like, hard times are this sign that we're supposed to quit where we are, or quit the thing that we're doing. And I'm not saying that that's never true, but I believe more often than not that we're just believing a lie. Can I tell you that every single thing God has called me to has had its hard times. And I'm talking like super hard, hit my knees, have to like plead with God to help me get through them, kind of hard. My marriage, my direct sales business from time to time, our gym, like all of these things are things that I know God has very clearly called me to. Like he has ordained and lined them up in so many ways that there's no doubt to me because he has called these things into my lives and I've prayed over them. But every one of those things has had like the hardest times of my life, financially or emotionally or, you know, just in any area, hard times, like super hard times have come from these things. So I want to dispel this lie for you that just because God has called you to something, it does not mean that you're going to just breeze through it. It doesn't mean you're not going to face opposition. You know, God opens, I think sometimes we hear the phrase about, you know, God lines up this path and we just expect that, you know, like we're walking along this nice, smooth path. And if we face something that's not nice and smooth, well, then we must look for a new path because that must not be it. And I don't think that's true at all. I think God puts us in those situations because he's more concerned with growing our character than he is with our comfort. You know, I don't believe God's ever going to withhold things that we need. The Bible says that, you know, God will give us every single thing we need. But at the same point, God's not going to give us our every little wish like this personal genie because he wants us to be looking to him. He wants us to remember that we need him in our lives. You know, we're so quick to tell ourselves all these things that we can't do or, you know, all the things that are just hard. But God in his word has spent a lot of time telling us that with him, we can do all things, right? There are verses that say that, like Philippians 4:13 says, I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. You know, and it doesn't say I'm able to do all things because God made me, you know, we can't do them in our own strength, but through him. So he's going to need to put us in places where we have to see his strength and rely on him. And unfortunately, we are so quick to turn away and do our own thing that he has to keep reminding us. And sometimes those hard things are there, not every time, but sometimes they're there to remind us that we need to turn back to him, that we need his strength to get through this. You know, another verse I love on this is Isaiah 40:29. It says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. The hard things that come up in our life should not be the things that make us want to quit. They should show us the areas where we need God to increase our strength. To, you know, that he needs to increase our power, that we need to turn to him. They should show us that we probably are right where we're supposed to be, but that we just desperately need our God's help if we want to get through those things and if we want to thrive in this life. So let's commit today to doing the hard things that come before us, and let's commit to not quit.